This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn.
Years of mismanagement led to the state's current fiscal crisis. A recent report from the University of Illinois' Institute of Government and Public Affairs recommends changes to the budgeting process that could help prevent future disasters. I talked with Richard Dye, one of the authors of the report. Your report makes the point that crafting a budget is going to involve very difficult and unpopular choices, while making reforms to the budgeting process could perhaps be a little bit more positive. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The state is in such a hole. There's just brutal choices to be made as to what programs to cut and or what mix of taxes to increase. Tough political choices, tough for the people. But this is asking what we hope is a much easier question. Are there choices about how budget decisions are made, how budgets are reported, and what is disclosed that could be much more consensus policy changes? So not who loses with this decision, but can't we get more information and make clearer choices going forward?
And the report highlights several areas of the budgeting process that could use improvement. Let's start with advanced planning. What needs to be done there?
The state recently made some very good strides in moving toward this, in requiring back in 2010 that three-year projections be issued. But more could be done on top of that good start. Particularly, the thing that I think should be done is to announce, along with these projections, things that change in terms of assets or liabilities, new debt or promises to pay.
The report also focuses on sustainability and flexibility. What can be done to make the state's budget more sustainable while still allowing for flexibility in years when revenues are low?
As part of planning, it is important to recognize that in the normal course of things, revenues go up and revenues go down, and spending demand for certain types of programs go up and down. Illinois has in name what is popularly called a rainy day fund that would accumulate surpluses in good years and pay them out in bad years, but it hasn't really ever used it as such. It's hard to think about that in the mess we're in, but that's possible going forward. Sustainability is really the core problem that Illinois has had, basically paying for current services by making promises to pay in the future, not funding pension obligations as they occur, borrowing for current operations, the run-up of unpaid bills that has been part of the last 4 or 5 years and then part of the last several months, which is just another form of borrowing, but borrowing that's focused on a fairly narrow group of vendors. So there's a long list of practices contributory to our current problems.
A lot of these proposals are fairly basic best practices. Why doesn't Illinois do these things? And are we alone, or do lots of other states kind of fall short on some of these concepts?
Certainly we're not alone in following less than best practices. Every state, just sort of this accident of history, does things as required and they become the norm. You can find examples of good states on any one particular desirable practice, but we are alone in the depth and severity of our problems. Politically, you can understand why there is a focus on the very short term. Next budget year, let's keep taxes low because that's good for votes. Let's create some new spending or maintain some existing spending because that's good for votes. Once we get into a crisis as deep as we are, then we're pedaling as fast as we can, and we don't think about little process-based things that may make it a little nicer, easier, or clearer 3 and 5 years down the road, because it's hard enough to make the budget content choices, but Illinois could arguably painlessly put some of these practices in place going forward and at least know when we're making things worse.
The authors also suggest ways to make the budgeting process more transparent. You can find a link to the full report at our website, wuis.org.